You can help advance medicine by participating in a clinical research study. PRA Health Sciences is seeking healthy, non-smoking men and women ages 18 to 50 years old. Volunteers must be available for one stay of 6 nights plus 12 outpatient visits. Qualified participants may receive compensation up to $6,400. Call PRA today at 801-269-8200. That's 801-269-8200.
I'm Ashley Bassett, and I play guitar and sing in Cat Ghost, formerly known as Ghost Cat. I moved to upstate New York for adventure, and my mom already lived there, so it was pretty convenient for me to move there and try things out. And, you know, when you're at least in high school, there's a lot of talk, you know, of trying to get out of Salt Lake City. You know, that's like the big goal. And of course, there's like this mythic, like New York City or being close to New York City or just New York in general is like this magical place where art and music happens. I made a lot of friends up there. I released an EP while I was up there. Of course, wanting to move there was also part of the adventure aspect. Like, I wanted to pursue music, so let's get closer to a place that can give me those opportunities. Not being in the city, I became more involved with a local scene in Orange County, which ended up being way cooler than I could have hoped and dreamed for. And I was doing just acoustic singer-songwriter stuff, which was really fun. My gears didn't work. The uphills were harder and the crashes were worse. Coming back, I kind of realized that there's a lot here that is great, and I don't know why I wanted to leave in the first place. So it was a good adventure. I enjoyed it. I lived there for about 6 years, and ultimately I did have mixed feelings when I first moved back. Partially, like, once I came home, it was kind of like I was still kind of feeling guilty about leaving, like maybe I'd given up on some sort of dream or something. But now that I've, like, formed Cat Ghost and have been writing with them, I'm actually really glad that I moved back. There's like way more opportunities to play in Salt Lake City than there is in upstate New York, just because there's more venues. You're closer together with people, so you can make more connections with people. It's a lot easier to get a band together. Like, I was having a lot of difficulty trying to get a band together in New York. And I love that we're such a tight-knit community, and we know what's going on with each other, and we see each other at shows, and it's not uncommon for, like, you to play with one band the week before and then be able to just go see them the next week, too. And I just think that's really cool, to be surrounded by other artists and other musicians, and, like, it's a nice community, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. Tell them I'm back. Because half the songs on our EP, I'm Cooler Than You, Stop Making Fun of Me, were written in New York, and half of them were written here, it's inherently just an album of transition, because the topic is about things that I was feeling and experiencing from moving. Songs like I Can Tell Already are kind of my love song to my friends out there in New York, and telling them how much I'm going to miss them, even though I have to move back home, because, you know, New York's really expensive, even if you're not in the city. I Can Tell Already was written for my friends out in New York, whereas, like, Salt Lake City is my ode to Salt Lake. And was definitely written in a height of discomfort from moving and kind of realizing that when you leave home, everything, not only do you change, but everything changes while you're not there too. And then also feeling a little eerie, like I recognize all the things here, but it's like this alternate universe, like Coraline style or something. Albatross, another track on the EP, references a rhetorical device having to do with regret or having a cross to bear. Deciding to use that metaphor in that song was motivated kind of by, I wasn't sure if I was going to regret the decision of moving home. And within the transition of moving was also the transition of leaving a relationship. So the song ultimately was kind of a culmination of the two, of moving as well as like leaving someone that you found so important in your life. So Austin and Andrew are my two favorite people in the whole world, and they play in Cat Ghost with me. The way I met Austin is actually I was friends with his sister, Deandra, in high school, and she had been in town for a bit and was reading my tarot, and I was like, Dee, I'm trying so hard to get a band together. Like, all I'm getting are these dad rockers off of Craigslist. Like, please help me. Like, who do you know who can, like, play in this band? And she's like, well, my brother's moving back from Montana, so that's Austin. And so I added him on Facebook and felt kind of creepy about it. But when he came into town, we ended up playing music together, and it was perfect. Austin finagled Andrew into playing with us. Andrew, so I didn't know this at the time. Andrew's a guitarist. We tried out a couple drummers, and it just wasn't working out, and I was getting really disheartened. And, you know, I'd been living here in Salt Lake for, had to have been 6 months by then, and I was just getting super bummed out that I still couldn't get a band together. And Austin's like, don't get upset. I know somebody. I was, oh, okay. Austin was in Dynamite Rocket in high school and played with Patrick McGuire. And just by association, Andrew McGuire is his younger brother, and he'd played guitar for Austin a few times. And Austin just assumed, oh, he's Pat's brother, it's in his blood, like, he'll know how to play drums. So Andrew came over, and it was a perfect fit. Like, he vibed with us really well, and he plays drums wonderfully, so we're really happy to have him. I'm really happy to have both of them. Austin and Andrew are my best friends. It, like, bandmate is kind of secondary to that.
We spoke, taught you to sew. It wasn't pretty, but so far the sutures hung. It seems this came so seamlessly.
So a lot of the songs that are on I'm Cooler Than You Stop Making Fun of Me were pre-written before coming to the band, so I was itching to share them with people and to have people playing them with me. Like, I got way more excited about it because they sounded way better. Like, I usually don't like listening to myself, but having other people collaborate with you, I was like, these are cool songs. Like, I'm into this. We were together as a band for maybe 2-3 months before we started recording. And I think initially, like, my thought was like, let's just record this real quick. Like, we'll just do Quick Dirty Bedroom EP. Like, let's just do this. Austin happened to have some experience with recording already, so he was the mastermind behind mixing and mastering. and we got it done really quickly. But I'm really proud of that EP because I think where initially I thought this was just going to be like real quick demo type of a thing, it ended up having like a lot of finesse to it. And especially for being together only like 2 or 3 months and then, you know, pumping out an EP. I think we finished it start to finish maybe in 2 weeks. Like that was pretty amazing to me. And that it sounded so great was also super amazing to me. We recorded all of the tracks together in the same room. The only tracks that weren't recorded at the same time are the vocal tracks, which were done like within a day later and then put over top. But everything else is recorded live. And we really wanted that authenticity of what you hear on this EP is also what you're gonna hear live. I think in Cat Ghost, like, a lot of the songs that we have are pretty melancholy, sad songs, and I think we do a really good job of making light. For instance, we sell I'm Cooler Than You, Stop Making Fun of Me out of an actual red Rubbermaid cooler. And we, on our Bandcamp, hail to be from Bendover, Utah. I think we're kind of making fun of the process of like what it is to be cool or what it is to be in a band. The most serious part of our set is just like the lyricism itself. A lot of the music is sounds like fun music to listen to, or like twinkly or pretty. It's, I think, more so the melancholy comes through with the text of the lyrics. I think it conveniently evens things out to have such sad songs but also have like these uplifting like titles and have a sense of humor about things, and it definitely like unites us as a band as well. I think the audience is just a witness to us hanging out. Like, we're just hanging out on stage and playing music, and people get to witness the way we interact with each other off stage when we're on stage.
Shorter, even if it's uphill.
I'm super aware that our band name is really long. We like that it's unique, and we like that there's no mistaking it. Originally, I wanted to name the band Ghost Cat, and the story behind that is I used to live with Carly from Baby Ghosts, which is another local band around here, and our cats were just in love, like Sandwich and Blink forever, you know? And one night, you know, I'm just in bed, like, settling down, getting ready to go to sleep, and we lived in an old house, so the doors don't really stay shut on their own. And I just hear, like, a bang, like a huge noise, and the door just flies open, and I'm like, ah! You know, I think it's maybe a ghost. And then Sandwich just, like, jumps up on my chest and curls up. I'm like, freaking Ghost Cat! Like... so that, and I was like, oh, that's, I like that. Like, that's gonna be the band name. And then, you know, I Googled that eventually, only after putting Ghost Cat on the Facebook and found out that there's a movie, there's another band in Florida already named Ghost Cat. So I was like, this isn't gonna work. At this point, Facebook isn't gonna let us change our name again, so we're gonna stick with it. We like it. We had our first show and we had our EP release at the Borough, which was probably our home venue for a long time. And as far as I know, they're not really doing shows anymore, but we really liked it because it was a safe space. It was, you know, all ages, and we knew the owners pretty well, and it was just kind of like a hangout zone where we happened to be playing shows, and we really enjoyed that. We really like our all ages venues, so we like Beehive, and we like to play it underground. But we've also had some really great shows at Kilby too, which we love that venue. So I'm gonna say at least half of our crowd is under 21. That my current roommate is 18, and a lot of his friends like to come to our shows. So they're between the ages of 18 and 20. Characteristically, music is about self-build-up and self-building. Like, there's no real peak to music. You can continue to improve. And that even goes for the product of music. I think as you're continuing to develop yourself as a band and an artist, like, you're continuing to get bigger and reach out for more opportunities, and I think maybe it starts to get out of hand. I dropped out of music school out in New York partially because I stopped writing. And that was devastating for me because it's my numero uno as far as a coping skill, and it helps me, it guides me through life to be able to write. What I didn't really like about it is that every song I was listening to, I was like analyzing the track. And a huge goal for me with Cat Ghost was like, and the songs I was writing for Cat Ghost was about abandoning music theory, just going back to my gut instinct of what writing is, and not caring if it's too simple, just kind of like going with my songwriting instinct. And I'm really glad I did that.
The track you're about to listen to is called I Can Tell Already, and it goes out to my friends in New York. Keep track of our future releases and shows. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/catghost, formerly known as Ghost Cat. And you can follow us on Bandcamp at catghost.bandcamp.com.
Like
Have you taken drugs like marijuana, hashish, opioids, or mushrooms? If you have used these drugs recreationally at least 10 times in your lifetime and at least once in the past 2 months, you could qualify for a clinical research study at PRA Health Sciences. Qualified participants may be reimbursed up to $7,850 for your time and travel. Call PRA Health Sciences at 801-269-8200. Again, 801-269-8200. Or visit us on Facebook at PRA Studies UT.